the book Hebrews, part 305. I'm Professor Hannes Ledinghuis of the First Assembly of Jehovah's Witnesses, South Africa, Victoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, or maybe the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, the one that was translated in 1860 by Dr. Joseph Briant Rottenham, which has become a massive problem for the church world, the Catholics, even the Protestants, and the Satan. Doesn't matter. We're so glad we have the Bible, which is not obtainable in no bookshops in the world. Not even Amazon Books has it. I have a couple of copies. Should you require any of these Bibles, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number, or any of the books which I've written, or have a question, or just want to share something, you can contact me. Our WhatsApp number +27, international code for South Africa, 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. As you can see on the right hand side here, your left hand side. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you're so very, very welcome. Please go to part one, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family, everybody that's dear to you. Share it, share it. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege. You can't believe the whole week has just gone by. We thank Yahweh for His grace through Yahushua. Hallelujah. May this study be a blessing unto every one of us who participate in this morning, or even later on, any other time, because some people doesn't do their studies in the morning, they do it in the evening, or at their lunchtime, or, but whenever you are busy with the word of Yahweh Elohim, may it be fruitful, and may it produce the fruits of the Ruach HaKodesh. 1 Corinthians 12, chapter 12, and chapter 14. Now, I'm just going to read Hebrews 11, verse 37 again, the one that we ended yesterday morning. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, they were slain with the sword, cut in half. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, they were disrupted, afflicted, tormented. They killed them slowly. Who? The Hebrew people, the Roman people. The Roman Catholic Church. Verse 38. Now it says in brackets, of whom the world was not worthy. Of whom the world was not worthy. The unsaved. They were not worthy to know them. I'm so glad for us who are Yahvist, that in the Spirit we can share in their tormentation. We can share in their heartache. Because actually they are brothers and sisters of us. They were people that died to try and preserve the name and the gospel of Yahushua, Yahweh and the Ruach HaKodesh. They were not prepared to give it up. You either accept a pagan god, you eat of the meat that was offered to pagan gods, or we will slain you. You can slain me, but I'm not that hungry to eat meat that was offered to pagan gods. And they died for it. They died for what they believe. You know why? Do we have the privilege to have this revelation gospel? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's because other people died for it. Other people many years ago were prepared to give their lives for it. They were prepared to become martyrs, believing that someday this gospel that they died for would be translated and put into the hands of people who were lost, that can become part of the bride of Yahushua. And I think every time that any Yavist was slaughtered like a lamb, their heads were cut off, they were cut in half, they were put in oil, they cut off some of their limbs. Every time that they were tormented, because when we read it, we just run through it, it doesn't register, you don't see the blood. You don't see the pain. You don't hear. I don't know if they scream, because they don't want the enemy to know that they are so much hurt. That's why the Bible says, if my eye is hindering, rip it out. If my arm is in the way, cut it off. Because it's better to go into heaven without an arm or without an eye than going to hell with both eyes and both arms or limbs. But in the spirit, when we read the scripture in Hebrews 11:37, we can actually hear the pain. And while they were going through that tormentation, being tormented, afflicted, while they were going through that, they prayed and said, Yapa, may sometime, somewhere, somebody, because of what I was doing there, I'm using, putting myself in their position, for what we are going through then, someone in generations to come will come to the revelation word, what we are prepared to die for. Now, if that time comes where we will stand before the barrel of a gun, or where our head is about to be chopped off, that's the prayer that we will have to pray. So what do I say? There will come a time, believe you me, when we will become martyrs, like these people were martyrs. And let that not be a selfish prayer. But let's pray and say, Yahweh, because of my blood that I'm giving here, my life, which is going to be ripped away from me, somewhere in the world, in time to come, maybe not today or tomorrow, sometime in time to come, let somebody else be saved, because I was prepared to die for the word, as these people were prepared to die centuries ago. And they actually paved the way for us to have what we have today, because Yahweh has given His life for us. We are not saved because people gave their lives. No, we can understand through the blood of Yahushua, where Yahushua saves people, and He calls people by their names. My friend, Pastor Renes Pretorius, we grew up together. He always said, when we were preaching on street corners, he always said that, and we used the name Jesus those years. He says, Jesus has got no other hands than our hands. On this earth, Jesus hasn't got any feet except our feet. On this earth, Jesus hasn't got any mouth by which He can speak the word, but set our mouths, who are called Christians. Now that's the way that we were functioning, because before the time that we started knew that the word Christian is referring only to the Roman Catholic Church, because Emperor Constantine created that name as a reference to the Catholics in 327 AY, after Yahushua at the Council of Nicaea, which came into all the Protestant Bibles and Bibles in the world, and by which the people, the Protestants even, identified themselves as Christians. It's not. It is a name that the Catholics were known by. It was a name that the cross bearers who wear the cross on the neck could be identified. The Catholic, Roman Catholic Church organization. They are called Christians. And even today, many and many a time on news bulletins, you will hear the newsreader talks about Christian or the Christian Church. It's not the Protestant Church. It's not. And that's why I always say, I'm not even a Protestant. Because the Protestants is a creation. It's a spiritual baby from the Catholics. The Catholics created Protestantism. And that's why the followers of Yahushua were called Yahvist with a V. So Yahvist, we're not Yahvist, Yahvist. Hallelujah. So they were prepared to die in order for the message of salvation to be taken into the world. And this is what this scripture says, actually. Actually, this scripture is shouting the word grace. It's shouting the word Yahushua, the grace of Yahushua. People were prepared to die just to be in order for the gospel of salvation to go forward, not accepting the teachings and the dogma of the Christian Church, which were the Roman Catholic Church. Now says verse 38, and it is running with verse 37. That's why I'm actually using verse 37 again. Verse 38, it says in brackets, of whom the world was not worthy. Why were it not worthy? This verse 37 is not reflecting unto Yahushua. He's reflecting unto his followers who were Yahvist. Hallelujah. Not Christians. Yahvist. Verse 38. Of whom the world was not worthy. The world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and in caves of the earth. They were cast out from towns and cities. They were not welcome. And these all have obtained a good report through faith. Apostle Paul says, through all these trials and tribulations and persecutions, they all having obtained a good report through faith. Faith is something that we don't see. But it is this type of information that suddenly by the Ruach HaKodesh, it comes alive. Receive not the promise. They were prepared to die, give their lives, and receive not the promise on that stage. Yahweh having provided some better things for us, says Apostle Paul in verse 40, that they without us should not be made perfect. We are not perfect. They were not perfect. But we are striving towards perfection. And this is what the Bible says. We must live as if we can touch it. We must live in faith as we can see it. In faith we must live as if we are part of this people who paid with their lives. As if it is happening right now. We are so sorry for them that paid for it. But they wouldn't want us to feel sorry. Because they knew that the price they're paying will have consequences in time to come, in generations to come. And that is what made everlasting life so important. Yahweh having provided some better things for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. And that's why we need to preach the gospel of salvation of Yahushua unto a lost world. Throughout the chapter, and we are concluding chapter 11, throughout this chapter we find all the important people's names. Neighbors, listen to what I'm asking. Where is the name of Enoch? I don't see the name of Enoch. I've seen all the reflections to Moses and Isaac and Jacob, but I don't find Enoch. Wasn't he transformed alive into heaven? No. The Bible says he was no more, which doesn't indicate that he went up into heaven alive. Where is the name of Enoch? It is not to be found. Why not? For he died a normal death. Just saying, and he was no more. And you know what happened? I'm concluding here. The Freemasons came in the 17th century, and they created the book Enoch out of 11 small fragments with a couple of words out of it, and they've written 4 books about it, Enoch. Everyone with a different understanding and teachings. I'm so glad that we have Yahushua, the King of Kings and the Master of all. May you have a wonderful weekend. You have so much to absorb here. You can go back and do a restudy. Spread this word, spread this video unto somebody else. Till Monday, if His Father's will, Maranatha, Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.